Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, second hour already. All right, let's head over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's biting in Venice. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Oh, not much. How are you this morning?
I'm here. I'm rolling.
You hear me? I hear you. That little wind over this morning.
Yeah.
It's fall time. I mean, the weather is not showing it, but I'm feeling it.
Right.
Looks like we got the little front trying to blow through right now, so...
Well, it's still going to probably blow through here tonight.
Tonight? Well,
yeah, that's
I
what
got
you're
a little
saying.
North wind right now.
Do you? Well, that's good. That's a good start.
We'll see. It's a new day. I mean, everybody's kind of having to readjust every day right now.
Mm-hmm.
The trout, I mean, you talk about Thursday. Them trout are trying to really get in everything, but they're just on the edge, you know. Now it's raining on me a little bit, so no figure.
Well, and I didn't even look at radar your way.
Just about down.
Yeah, I see a few little showers. They're moving north. Most of it's going to go up like through Slidell, you know, just east of New Orleans.
Yeah.
How about that? And then there's nothing else. There's that glob of that low pressure stuff out in the Gulf, kind of straight out from Texas-Louisiana border, and it's drifting inland, but I don't think we're going to get any of it. Looks like southwest Louisiana will probably get some of it. You might get a little later today, but I don't think so. It's really moving north real slow. Nothing to be alarmed of.
I was hoping y'all was going to get some of it.
We could use about 8 inches real quick. God.
No, not real quick. Good steady is what you need. But now, like I said, everybody's having to... I mean, you can't... Like, I'm headed to rain right now. I can't go talk to my buddies, and what they done yesterday don't mean it's going to happen today. So,
yeah.
It's just, that's been in that transition. So I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he lost his redfish. He said he don't know where they went.
Really?
Yeah. I told him, I said, you know where they went. What's the river?
Well, they got plenty of places to hide over there, I can tell you that.
Oh, that boy, once I get in that river, you know, and we've talked about it before, you know, you just really wanted to go have a great day of red fishing. Just go get on your trolling motor, get on the rocks in that river.
Take off.
Tell those mothers, their baiters, just take off, you know.
Cover some water till you hit them.
Yep. You might catch, you know, two or three in one spot, but don't, you know, you catch one, don't spend a great bit of time in the same spot. Because you got to remember, you got current, always got current in that river, so.
Fish are always moving.
The biggest thing you do is, yep, the biggest thing you can do is watch that bait. If that bait's kind of concentrated in one spot, yeah, the fish going to be there.
That's it. That's a real important factor when fishing current like that.
I did hear once somebody talking yesterday about, man, they got on them baby travails, and customers just laughed their butts off about how many of them was. They said you bring one in the boat, it'd be 100 with you.
Yeah. Yeah, James run into that out in the Gulf the other day, tarpon fishing. Said he'd never seen that many in his life. Thousands.
Really?
Thousands. Don't throw.
Yeah, don't throw. Yeah, but I'm talking about the inside. I'm talking about, you know.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
Not the big boys. I hadn't really heard of anybody that's run into them big ones. You know, there's people just bull fishing right now. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Well, my buddy, he caught 15 in the boat yesterday. He said he probably went through 40 corks, so doing it.
40 corks.
Yeah. That's a problem, you know. Basically, catching them bull reds, that poppy cork's the best way to go, you know.
Right.
But when there's a lot of them, they're going to eat them corks on you. I mean, it's been a few years ago, I was down off South Bass, and it was a big sandy point. And, I mean, I was using snap-ons, which I still do. When I get them, they get hard to get now, but I used them snap-on barbs, and I mean, you hit up a bull red, I'd watch dip that rock, and you'd go bouncing. I said, well, I'll get that cork. Showing up, I didn't have big pieces of styrofoam floating.
Waiting for styrofoam to start popping up to the surface.
Yeah. You know, actually, I buy them by the 100 when I get them.
Right.
By 100. And I probably had 50 in that bag, and I went through every one of them. I told them, I said, we're done. I said, unless I get them back something else. Yeah. That's the only great thing about that snap-on. Most times they just crush it, and you can still catch the fish.
Right.
But when you throw one of them big poppy corks, they put that in their mouth, they're going to break it off.
Yeah.
I got
tough problem to have, huh?
Yeah. Except it gets expensive, especially with them good popcorn cards like $7 a piece now. So.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and I don't know if that Four Horseman's still in business or not. I still got some from him, a couple years ago, because I don't think he was at the fishing show this year, but he does make good cord. Like I said, just $7 a pop.
What do they call Four Horsemen?
Yeah, guy out of over around Lake Oil.
Yeah.
I mean, he made his, they first come out with him. He got out there and hustled and got exposure of them, and they made TV shows about him and all that stuff. And I mean, he really done it right. And like I said, I know he's still missing. Hope is about this cork, which I don't throw a whole lot of cork, you know, mainly when I'm trout fishing off road.
Yeah.
Customers that can't, you know, catch them like we catch them on the tight line, you know. And I got two couples today and tomorrow. put a little bait ketchup on that tight line, and I will find out.
But you get in them good enough, they will.
It's a different thing here.
What soft plastic are you throwing?
Down south. Gotcha. It's all in my boat. That's another guy. I mean, that guy got out there. You know, when he come out with them, he knew how to market his bait, and he does a great job with it. On top of it, they are a great bait. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, that tail, everybody, man, that tail's too little. I said, well, put it in the water and see what kind of action you got, and then you'll realize it. It's just crazy. Everybody down here now is throwing them. And that goes back to me. I'm not bragging on myself, but it goes back. I promoted them, and everybody, I don't know. I try them. I get my handful of them. And say, you know, I need some more of them. Just more. Say, yeah, you can buy you some.
Well,
now they're fantastic bait. You got great colors.
Yeah, what colors are you using mostly right now?
I generally throw that moon glow. I mean, yeah. It's just it's a white with, it's kind of a pearly color.
Uh-huh.
The chartreuse tail on it.
Yeah.
It's got some sparkle in it, which all these baits got sparkle in them. So, and then, I don't know, it's that and, trying to think of my name. It's a blue colored kind of silver belly bait. It's really been a good bait for me. So it was my go-to bait for a long time. And, it's called Kicking Chicken.
Kicking Chicken. And what color did you say that was? Is blue with some silver belly? Or?
Yeah, it's got a blue-looking back, silver flake in it, and a white belly on it.
Yeah.
But he's got some meat now. You know, he progressed through the years with it. He's got lots of colors. You know, it seems like I know on that Texas coast, each area's got a different kind of color that they go to. And, you know, that was the same way bass fishing, you know, back in the day. But it all got big time. Everybody was worm fishing or going top waters, you know, it was a different color for each lake. When I was a kid on Fryburn, it seemed like the colors changed every week because they got used to that color, so you had to come up with something different. But you still think about it, black chartreuse was hard to beat.
Yeah, it
was. Especially when you're throwing a lizard, black chartreuse, I mean, that was...
Black lizards, man. That's a...
Black chartreuse tail was as good as you could get, especially, I mean, like Livingston, that was. That time of year, that spawn, you didn't have that clear water to go to unless you had fished them pockets in the jungle, and all that was just clear. So you could throw some different colors, but in that darker water, you know, that black chartreuse, it just stood out.
It did. Still does.
I mean, if I was going to throw, if I was going to go catch a bonnet fish, that's what I'd be throwing would be a black chartreuse tail of a lizard. Mm-hmm. So, now I know that they've got some green colored ones now that are really, really good. A lot of people fish them. But like down here on the creature baits, all these bass fishermen now deep, you know, there'll be 100 bass boats probably go out each marina of the day. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be flipping a creek, some type of creature bait, and it's going to be some type of green.
Yeah.
I can't remember all them colors. There's so many different colors of green now.
Yeah, I know it. All right, Mike.
Like
everybody. Hope the weather cooperates for you and you have you a good day on the... on the pond out there, bud. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Venice. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
832-338-9376. Catch them on the web.
All right, Mike. Well, have a good day, buddy. See you.
You too.
All right. Later. Later. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way and check in with Captain James Flogg this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, James. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Wake me up. Get me going, man.
Nah, I got nothing for you, man. You better get up on your own. Terrible, man. I'm looking at the tide right here. It's the same. My fishing went south, buddy. I told you the other morning, remember I told you that tide was high?
Right.
It was just different. I asked you about it. I said, but it don't go nowhere. It don't never move. And we got away with it Thursday. We caught them, but I wouldn't tell you it was good. It was touch and go.
Sure.
And yesterday it just sucked. We fished till I looked at one of my guys. He's sleeping on the bow of the boat and took his waders off. I looked at my wife. I'm mad now because I can't catch nothing. And I know I'm in fish. I mean, man, I know where they're at.
Right.
And it was like 3:30, and I told Davis, man, let's go. I'm going home.
Yeah.
I think we caught 6 fish yesterday.
Well, it happened.
And some little ones. Well, like right now looking at this tide, I know where I think I could go and catch them, but they're going to be, you know, in one little old spot. And some of these places that I've been waiting, it's too deep to get out now.
Yeah, it's deep.
But the I talked to a couple guys yesterday, and I think the afternoon would be better now. The only current you got is in the afternoon. That little bitty nasty tide after it gets high, that little 2-inch thing, it doesn't go. It don't do that. It don't do anything. And just nothing looks like.
That front coming in tonight, that'll change things for us for next week.
You just got to have some. You got to have. I mean, I ain't making excuses. You just got to have the water move. I don't care if you're in millions of them. If that current don't move,
you got to have some tidal flow. I mean, that's the fish we fish for.
Yeah, and it's standing high, Mickey. So really high, and those fish can be anywhere. I caught some fish. Yeah, I mean, I caught some fish. We only caught two. It was terrible. But 8 or 9 little ones. In a place that normally be like knee deep that I wouldn't even fish. And I said, man, let's go back here and look at this. It's like in the marsh.
Right.
And you know, a lot of bites, a lot of little old fish. So if they were actually biting, you know, you probably would have done good. But then it got hot. The water was, it was 80 when I come in yesterday, like 80 and a half.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was this morning.
So I'm sure somebody caught them. There was a lot of people fishing, but I bet by and large it wasn't too good. You had to take a lot of fish and put them in one spot yesterday, and you might get some bites. But I got one place I'm fishing. This got them. I mean, it's like got them.
Yeah.
And, man, yesterday, you know, it was blowing yesterday morning, and we left. My guys were a little bit late, but it's still kind of dark. And when it got kind of daylight where you could see, man, that wind just went away. And it got like. And he said, hey, man, you think I need some bug spray? I said, no, you don't need no bug spray. By the time we got out, that wind dropped out. I started hearing them mosquitoes buzz. And I said, well, maybe you do need some
What's
bug
up
spray.
With them mosquitoes in the middle of the day? My wife went to the store yesterday, and when she got home, she got out of the car, and they swarmed her trying to get into the house. That was in the middle of the day. That was like 1 o'clock. I haven't had mosquitoes in so long. I don't know where. Little tiny ones, nasty ones.
That's them little biters, dude. And we haven't had no mosquitoes really all year.
Yeah.
Till about the last 8 or 9 days.
Now, duck season's coming up. They got to get our old duck hunters miserable in the marsh this year.
Yeah, no kid. My old neighbor, old Bob over there. I pulled in. And, yeah, I was cleaning fish. He said, man, the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are bad. I said, yeah, mosquitoes are pretty bad right now. But, man, I don't know, buddy. It just, I could tell Thursday. I knew something was different when I'm sitting here talking to E30. I said, man, this tide's different. This is different.
Yeah.
And we caught them, but it was hard. And I looked at that tide for yesterday. And I said, okay. It's the same. It's getting hotter, and the wind's going to blow. I said, man, we might struggle. And I told Davis, look, man, it might not be very good tomorrow. He said, we don't care. But it's what it is. I would have went – you know what I know now? I'd have went somewhere else.
Yeah.
But
it's trial and error, man. You know that.
And I ain't even – where I want to go, I ain't even
I would rather – fish, you know, you're fishing on that standing high. If I'm going to fish on a standing tide, I'd rather it be a low tide than a high tide if it's not going to move.
I would too. You're exactly right, because the fish go all up in that grass, and you can't get to them. Can't get to them. There's a place I would like to have went yesterday just to check on it, and it's good when you got a whole bunch of water like this, but it's like 50 miles from where I was at. I wouldn't go in 50 miles.
No.
That's a guess. I mean, if they don't bite, they don't bite. It's struggling, but man, in this one place I was fishing, what we catching there? We caught a trout and red in the morning time, and then it got calm. I said, man, let's go. I'll go on this other side where I've been fishing, see if we can catch them. And when I pulled out of there, they popped like 2 or 3 slicks where I'd been, you know, warming them down through there. I said, they're in here. They ain't biting, but. The tide was exactly like it was when I came in at 3 o'clock. Well, actually, it was down maybe about 2 inches from when I left from at 6:30.
Oh.
So you got stuff like that. Now, if you're fishing a little bitty whale pad or a little reef somewhere you can wade to, and there's a ton of them on it, you can get some to bite.
Sure.
But, oh, well. We'll worry about it Monday.
But even that stuff with no current, that's the way it works.
It is. You think you'd put some top waters on top of them and get some bites. I did catch two little old trout on top water. I caught a redfish on a top water. But at the end of the day, it sucked. It was terrible. But I did see something coming home yesterday. Man, the dove showed up, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fixed to go here in just a little bit.
Are you? Well, that's cool.
Well, I was either going to the gym because I got to go meet up with Hillman and take care of some stuff with him. I'm going to go to gym and swim, or I'm going dove hunt. But I got to go right by here, and I'll check out my spot. Well, before I even get there, man, there's three or four doves on the wire right there at you know, way down the road. I go and go, and I get up there in my spot, and I said, dude, they are here. I can tell when they're there. I said, they're here. And they was on wires. I ain't seen no doves all year.
Right.
But they usually happens right about now, right before the season ends. I guess that goat weed starts getting right. Because last weekend when I hunted, it was no good. I mean, I wasn't no good either, but the most I should have killed was maybe nine. I think I killed five.
But now Blaine and them are still just pounding on them, man. It's nonstop.
They still lace them out.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that stuff at our ranch in Alice is...
He's got so much croton, you know, goat weed, that it's. He said there's no reason for him to leave. There's just so much
right.
fun for him.
Yeah, I talked to some guys that hunted down there at Blaine. That great time, great hunting. That deal over there at our place, I mean, you're done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I ain't even been.
Even if you can't shoot, you can get your limit in an hour.
Yeah, if you're terrible, just take you enough shells, man.
Yeah. Just burn the powder to get your limit.
Yeah, that's what you go for is to shoot. Man, I killed 15 birds with 19 shells. Well, that's great, but now you're done. You ain't shooting.
Well, that's
no more.
True. Now you're done.
I had to throw some lead at them. But, yeah, hey, Mickey, I was looking last year. Usually I always look at it, you know, last year, the month when I get started fishing, and I had, because I already had in my brain what I was going to do. But right now, same time, and even later, up until the next week, our water temperature was exactly what it is right now.
Yep.
Third week of October. I didn't remember that. I didn't even think about that. I guess I didn't remember because we were catching them.
Yeah.
And that's why I went in where I went yesterday. I said, man, I was catching them in there last year. I forgot about that. Let's go check it. And we were catching them good, too. And I looked at, because I wrote the water temperature down on like the 25th of October. And I think I had it 78 to 79.
Same.
So it was kind of.
Same
yeah.
thing
it got,
right now.
Yeah, it might have got cooler earlier and then heated up again. But that's what I had wrote down on like the 25th of October.
Yeah. Well, I'm
your
Thanksgiving to Christmas guy.
It's a good time, buddy. You can't. That's what I told Nasty Dave and them yesterday. He don't care. They didn't say I was the only one mad about not catching nothing. I said, but y'all never go this time of year, Dave. Y'all go in November and December. You know, I texted him the days, and I said, oh, they don't normally go this time of year. He said, man, you know, normally, hey, about 1 o'clock. He said, man, what about going in, man? Kind of tired. We're old. I said, look, man, y'all are used to going in November and December. We're done in like an hour, you know. Now y'all are actually having to work and fish. So I told him, I said, look, man, on this wade right here, go down there and do that. Go to this little opening in them rocks and I'll pick you up. So I wade all the way back behind a boat, wade back up in there in the marsh. I don't get nothing. Yeah, I did. I called a little one. Turn around. They're all, I walk back to the boat. So I go over there and pick them up. I said, hey, man. What happened to going them rocks like I told you? He said, we're old. We ain't going to no rocks. I said, okay, get in there. Let's go. Oh, Lord.
You know,
I got some young dudes.
A lot of young fishermen now, but, man, all these old guys are still after it. They're still doing it.
Man, I think Dave, me and him were talking about first time he went with me was in 1984. Can you believe that? These guys are, they're all, they're your age.
Yeah.
You know, they were all, you know, big real estate hounds back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But I got some good ones, some young ones that fish with me, too. They're hounds. I mean, if I got anything to catch, they'll catch them.
Hounds.
Yeah. When fish is bad, you need some guys like that. I told them, I said, look, man, you got to keep moving. We're all creeping around here. So we ain't on enough fish to creep around and do anything. We ain't getting nothing. I said, just walk. I'll go get the boat. Don't worry about it, man. Huh? There's times to go and there's times to stop. When you ain't caught nothing in like 3 days, you might as well keep walking.
So true. Hang on. You keep talking. I'll keep walking. I'm going to do this commercial break. I'll be right back.
Go
at you,
make
man.
Some
Hang
money.
On a second. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market's a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. And check out their bulk pricing that's available on their fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And they're now already taking orders for those really good pecan smoked turkeys they sell every year. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. It's about 11 to 13 pound average weight on them. They make a meal for 8 to 10 people. And check out all their homemade stuff, pork tenderloins like jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese. Oh, they're so good. And La Boucherie stuffed chickens, that's a big hit too. And their wild game processing, it's open year-round. And with bow season going on and rifle season right around the corner, don't forget about the Belleville Meat Market. Great quality, great service, great everything. Check out their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks. That's everything for grab-and-go snacking. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36. All right, James, we're back, man.
All right, buddy.
Well. That's a deep subject.
That's a deep subject. I dumped all my weight and stuff out yesterday. It's all nasty. I don't even know what I got in here.
Man, y'all are wearing waders in 80-degree water.
No, it's like 76 in the morning, and I don't need them. I just don't feel like getting wet. I don't like, if I'm not going, you know, like in the summer, I just shove my wading box down in my shirt.
Yeah.
It's all salty and stuff. And I'm like, man, I don't feel like getting all my stuff salty.
Yeah, I know. So, that's a good thing about waders. You can keep all your lures from getting crusty.
Yeah, because they ain't catching no fish. I don't want to rust up when I'm not getting nothing. But, I just wear a pair of shorts. I got a little thin pair of shorts. I mean, I get soaking wet. I fill up each day, just let the waves slapping over me and stuff. At least you don't get everything all nasty.
Remember when everybody would see us lined up out deep in the winter and they'd plow by on purpose, throwing out a big wake so they'd get us all wet?
Yeah, they's trying to get us wet.
I'm not going to name any names, but it used to happen a lot.
They never would get you wet. They always got me
wet. They got me wet, too.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you didn't get cold back then because you were younger, had more blood pumping. Plus, we had the old thick, non-breathable waders, you know, like neoprene and all that we were wearing. You'd burn up in them.
Oh, man, if you put that stuff on that. Hey, this guy, he's a good old dude. He first time he ever went with me, he came with my Katie Roofing guys. His name was Rob. He's one that caught that big flounder I sent you a picture of. You know what he caught that? Hey, this is how old this long ago. You know what he was fishing with?
What?
A silver chartreuse red dot spoon like we used to throw.
Chartreuse and silver. That was a killer.
Hey, with them red dots on there, buddy?
Yeah.
So we had caught like five flounders in here the day before.
First time I ever went fishing with you, that's what you threw with me that day.
That is what I threw.
That's all you threw.
I thought that was only, yeah, that's all I threw one day. You beat me like 39-6. And I said, man, I have to get rid of this spoon. I'm out of the spoon.
Need to get me a different rod and start throwing them on soft plastics. Back then, all we had to throw was like the Boontails and the Kelly Wigglers. I think Hoagie had a shrimp tail. I mean, it was just, they were just breaking into it.
I remember.
And now
that
look at soft plastics. I don't even think, does anybody even throw a shrimp tail anymore?
Man, Mickey, I don't know. I have some. I mean, I'm sitting here looking right now. Because I'm not catching them. I mean, we're having some good days. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had three or four really good fishing days. But we've caught them on, like, everything. I haven't done very good. Like, Ken, he loves top waters. Man, I ain't been catching no fish on top waters. I throw them a little bit, but that's all he's going to throw.
Yeah.
He goes through there and he laces them out on top waters. I'm like, well, okay. And and I ask everybody, I tell you this all the time, what's everybody's throwing? And there's no rhyme or reason. It's throwing it where the fish are at. Like,
true.
Mike, he caught like five in this one spot. What are you throwing? A chicken on a chain. I don't even own a chicken on a chain. I don't even like it. But that's what he was getting them on. And then Tony, my other guy, I gave him that little, I don't know if it was a clear little John with them sparkles or it was a little PD, kind of lagoon. But whatever Tony had is what I gave him.
Yeah.
And he was catching them. So, you know, it wasn't like, hey, man, this you get more bites on this. It's really throwing where they're at. And, you know, about half of them fish you catch, you tell they're biting, but they're really not. It's when it hits the water. You feel him hit it before you ever put your reel in gear.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here looking at all this stuff I got in here. Half of this stuff I'm fit to take out. It's all bled together and stuff. But, yeah, they had millions of different, you know, we didn't have any lure. I remember that day, though, we were down there at North Point, and I caught like six trout in there shallow. I was a kid. On that spoon, you walked out off that ledge, and I'm like, man, I'm fit to get me whatever them shrimp tails he's got. I'm fit to get some.
Remember that old guy? I just remembered his name when you said North Point. Old Glenn Ranisher. Remember he used to fish with
him? He was, yeah. I thought he was going to die out there that day. All that coughing and choking.
He, I think he had COPD back in the day when they didn't know, there was no name for it. He just said, he was a good old dude. We were waiting behind Dow's one time. It was just he and I. And it was like that. It was on that ledge pattern. That morning by 10 o'clock, I know we caught 150 fish. That was back in the days when you get those lineups down there from Houston Point to Cedar Point, and everybody's smoking them.
And that was some good, man.
And that was this time of year.
Right time of year, remember?
You know, you'd get a little front come in, you'd have a northeast wind, and you know, Daryl would be there with his guys, Blaine, you, me, and the Anderson boys, everybody just lined up for miles around that point, and those fish were coming in just, it's crazy.
That's amazing. Those places ain't, they're no good like that.
That's a dead zone now. Just total dead zone.
You know, Pete used to like get right there by the crew boat station.
Yeah.
And, man, I went with him and somebody one day, gosh, dog. And they, matter of fact, I think the first time I ever met Craig Kiefer fishing with you
was there,
was in one of them lineups right there.
Yeah.
Man, that's been a poke ago, but that was unbelievable fishing.
Well, you know, that old crew boat station that used to be there on that point, one side of the channel, they had a wooden bulkhead under the water. It kept it from silting in, you know, from the current and everything.
Yeah.
And I would get on that Mesquite Knoll side of it, and I would throw down that bulkhead with tails, and I can't even tell you how many flounder would stack up along that bulkhead in that gut. And, you know, if the wind was right, if the wind was northeast, then I'd have to get on, you know, the Dalles Reef side of it and then wade where I'm touching that bulkhead, but I'm just flipping down the edge of it. I mean, there was days you could catch 40, 50, 60 flounder with your party right there when the trout had quit biting. We'd just go to stringing flounder like crazy. That was this time of year.
Yeah, oh, same yeah. thing wading the riverbank up there, remember?
You got river, the river off. Mouth, working yeah. that drop off on that channel. It's just nuts.
That's what I was telling us, man. There's so many places that, man, you just, you know, and all these nasty little places I'm fishing, it's all a bunch of man-made stuff. It ain't nothing normal. That's what we're talking about, guys that fish in Matagorda a lot. And they fish with Charlie, and they're you know, they're just, you know, Matagorda's Matagorda. It is what it is. Everybody knows where to go. It's a race to the spot. And what we were talking about, they'd be fishing somewhere, and they'd leave, and then they'd look over there where they just left from, and another boat goes in there and stomps right behind where they were at. And I'm like, man, I can't even compute in my brain. So I fish a lot of, at least here in Galveston, they're always building something stupid. Some kind of rock, some kind of fish house, some kind of stupid stuff. You know, it doesn't do anything. It's for somebody to make money. And I was telling somebody today, it's not that it don't hurt fishing. I don't think it's doing anything. It's the aesthetics of it's terrible. You know, you're going to end up looking at a whole bay that used to be pristine. It's full of rocks and tubes and houses and all kind of stuff. But it's good places to fish, you know. And when they're there, you know, after a while they fade. You know, it's not no good. But the first couple of years that something's there, it can be good fishing. Now, some of it I've tried, and it's either too muddy or too deep or too nasty. You can't do it. But some of it you can. At least something different anyway, because everybody knows where to go. I mean, where are you going to go somewhere different?
So true.
Well, everybody knows, you know, we always talked about it. There was three things about fishing. You had to know how, you had to know when, you had to know where.
Yeah.
And not everybody knew all three things, but now everybody knows all three things. They can catch them, they know where to be, when, and, you know, that's just how it is. That's why I'm always looking for something new, and a lot of times I don't find it. Most of the time I don't.
Well, our bay's completely changed. We went from, you know, natural habitat that we always fished that are like dead zones now, and now we're fishing man-made habitat.
100%. That's even up your way, all that new stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. Up, you know, just my backyard alone. And look at the size of Tabs Bay now versus, you know, and they're fixing to cover all that Tuesday night flats from 1 mile to where they covered up all the really big trout haunts we used to have in the winter on those towheads along Atkinson Island. Well, they're gonna rock that in and fill that in with spoil. I mean,
are you serious?
I'm serious. It's nonstop. And they hadn't even started the channel project yet from 5 mile to the mouth of Cedar Bayou. Well, that's going to be a container port, you know, and ship channel going into there through Tabs Bay, right through Tin Can Reef. Well, Mesquite Knoll's gone. It's been gone for 2 years. It's totally underwater.
Yeah, it's done, ain't it? It's just done.
Yeah, I used to have a blind on there and shoot ducks.
Can you even wade any of that stuff anymore, even though it's underwater? Can you even get out on it, or no? Or it's just too nasty?
No, it's too nasty.
Man, I don't know, buddy. We just keep looking for something different. Now, you know, I'm sitting here looking. You know what I ain't been catching them on too good?
What?
I ain't catching them too good on anything is a purple. I got me a lot of purple here.
I hadn't been fishing lately. I'll get them swinging that way again.
Get them going on it, man, because
I got a lot of issues going on around the house right now.
Did Daryl get you fixed up?
Well, they're working on it. It's just the more they tore into things, the worse it got, and it's a nightmare.
But, Mickey, I got a project I'm fixing to do here, too, for Carol.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it's going to be just like what you're getting into.
Well, get your checkbook out, because, buddy, it's going to cost.
Man, that's nasty. Well, we've lived in these places so long that they're getting old. Now you got to fix them.
I know. It's one of them deals.
It's like the trucks. It's like all this old junk that we get. Here's these kids don't understand. You finally get your stuff paid for, and you can kind of survive. And then it's all junk.
Yeah.
Now you got to go get new everything. I talked to the guy the day. He's a guide. He's a nice guy. He doesn't guide like we do, you know, corks and shrimp and stuff. He's a good dude. And he's trying. Well, I noticed his boat's just tied up there. I said, what happened, man? Well, his old trailer broke in half. It just broke in half.
Oh, yeah.
I said, seriously? And, you know, hey, man, go get you $9,000. So everything you made, and then when you get through doing that, then your motor's going to blow up. Then you go get you $30,000.
Yeah. Welcome to the guide business.
Welcome to the guide business, buddy.
That's it. All you do is just trade money with everybody to pay your bills. Hey, hopefully you can pay your bills, and then it's a break-even deal. You never can get ahead.
If anybody could have made money at it, you and I and Blaine and all of us, if anybody could have made money at it, it'd have been us. I made a living. We made a good living, but I ain't never
been
made
a heck
no
of
money.
A party, Woodrow.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Throw him out a number. Sharky's ready now. I finally got him. I won't have long to talk to him, but I'll hop the bridge. Throw him out a number,
Sharky's
brother.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right.
Have a good one, brother.
James,
I'll let you a little
kill some doves. All right, brother. Later.
All right, brother.
All right. Now let's jump the bridge. Let's head over to Offutt's Bayou and check in with old Captain Sharky this morning. Hey, Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, you're waking me up. That's good. I wish I was in a good mood like that every morning.
Well, you're breathing. We're alive. We can still fish.
Right.
You know, we got a lot to be thankful for.
That's it.
That's
dog.
Right.
Well,
that's
what
right,
are you
brother.
Do today?
Well, we're going to go out there. We're on a monster trip this morning, but all the boats are booked up. We got a double boat corporate trip this morning. JJ's on a private trip. I'm on a private trip. And then this afternoon, everybody's booked up too. So I think we're going to go out there, drop down, catch some bait, go look for some big old redfish, and see what other big fish we could find. But man, a little update for you. We light tackle fished, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Uh-huh.
And my folks wanted flounder. And we'd stopped at a spot in the bay. I'm not going to lie to you, I took one of my dad's honey holes. I sent him a picture, and he said, "You got to be joking me."
Ralph's not going to be happy with that, son. Don't be going in there and ripping all his fish up like that, boy.
No, I went and caught a couple of his pets, man. We stuck a good flounder in there and a bunch of undersize, and we headed to the channel and kept flounder fishing in there, man. And I got to tell you, there's a bunch of them showing up. Lots of undersize, you know, 13 inchers, 13 and a half inchers.
That's understandable, right? It's early yet. Yep.
Yeah. But, man, looking forward to, it sounds like we might get a little cool spell right before this thing closes down. So,
yeah, it's not going to be much to it. I think one pretty good cool night and maybe a little bit of drop in water temperature. So maybe we'll get some females moving a little bit. So,
yeah. We don't need a lot, man. Just a couple degrees and get some.
Hey, we'll take anything at this point, brother.
Get some stuff moving, man. But, man, it's been good fishing, Mickey. We've been even catching some big trout in the mix, man, because it's still cool. So warm and the water's nice at the jetties and slot reds. And it's a good little change from, you know, typically, but every year's different. But, you know, often we get this time of year, it's just big redfish or big drum or, you know, so it's nice having that light tackle bite still popping off.
Well, sure. Slot reds. And
we've been utilizing
trout mixed in. Hey, are you catching any pompano this year?
You know what? We have caught a couple pompano. In fact, I think we caught one a couple.
Catching them way up in the bay right now where he's fishing. He catches a couple every day. Yeah, on lures.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. I can't say that I've seen him in the bay, so that's really, really cool. Yeah. Really cool, man. Well, you just never know, man. I see some pompano, and I seen jacks busting last week on the surf, you know, in the surf, and it feels like springtime, you know.
That was a good swordfish video, that guy catching that sword and y'all putting it in the boat. Everybody's
thanks,
excited.
Man.
That was big time. Call him a shot. That's awesome.
Oh, I love it, man. We have so much fun out there, man. You know, I get off that trip and I think to myself, you know, maybe it's a morbid thought, but I think to myself, you know, if I got hit by a bus tonight, you know, I mean, I lived up until the second I died, you know, doing stuff like that is
sure.
I mean, it just, you know, it makes you feel good and your heart feels good. And
yes,
that guy, you know, he's fished for 40 years.
Fish of a lifetime, man.
You know, it's awesome, brother. You can't beat it.
No, you can't.
Can't beat it.
It's like a sore foot. You just can't beat it.
Memory making, man. Memory making.
Yes, sir.
We'll see what today brings, man. Looks like we got some wind to fight. But all right, brother.
Hey, man, throw them out some info. They want to come down and hang out with you guys.
Absolutely, man. They could Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. They could also check us out at Bayside Event Center Galveston right here on the island on 61st Street. Man, we do it all from weddings, birthday parties, overnight lodging, book a corporate trip out with us, bring your family, man. We'll go out there and make some memories and have a good time.
You bet. All right, Sharky.
All right, brother, man.
Y'all have a good long day.
Have a blessed weekend, buddy.
We're going to do it,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir.
See you, man. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. National Anthem coming up. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.